بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. فإذا مس الإنسان ضر دعانا ثم إذا خولناه نعمة منا قال إنما أوتيته على علم بل هي فتنة ولكن أكثرهم لا يعلمون. قد قالها الذين من قبلهم فما أغنى عنهم ما كانوا يكسبون. فأصابهم سيئات ما كسبوا والذين ظلموا من هؤلاء سيصيبهم سيئات ما كسبوا وما هم بمعجزين. أولم يعلموا أن الله يبسط الرزق لمن يشاء ويقدر إن في ذلك لآيات لقوم يؤمنون. صدق الله العظيم. The ayat we discussed yesterday, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave us a brief glimpse of the day of Qiyamah, what will be and what will not be of avail. In between these ayat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speak about insan and a quality that man has, and that is the quality of forgetfulness, the quality that man feels that he is entitled, the quality of entitlement, and also the quality within insan, that insan has this instinctive quality within himself that he feels that he does, and he forgets Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The only time man remembers Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is when things don't work according to his plan, then he turns towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala when he faces challenges and difficulties. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, فَإِذَا مَسَّ الْإِنسَانَ ضُرٌ دَعَانَا. When dur means harm, difficulty, afflicts man, then he turns towards us, da'ana, and he calls upon us. In other words, he makes dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Whether this insan is a mu'min believer, whether it is a kafir and even an atheist, in many ayats of the Quran Kareem, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about an atheist, Allah speaks about the mushrikeen, that when they are in the midst of the oceans and the waves become high, the sea becomes rough, and now they know that there is no other way out. Whatever equipment they may have, whatever skills they may have, all have been exhausted, and now they realize that there is no force, no power that can save them, no force, no power that will bring them back to the shores. At that time they call upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You and I seem to be having the same quality, that when afflictions afflict us, we turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and up to that point there is absolutely no harm. As a matter of fact, it will be virtuous. As a matter of fact, it will be a source of reward when we turn towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and make dua and call unto Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about the second part, ثُمَّ إِذَا خَوَّلْنَاهُ نِعْمَةً مِنَّا. And then when we confer upon man, when we bestow upon man ni'matan, one single ni'mat from us, we just give him one single thing, anything to do with this dunya, anything to do with materialism, we grant it to him, then what does man say? قَالَ إِنَّمَا أُوتِيتُهُ عَلَىٰ عِلْمٍ. Man says that this has been granted to me because of my knowledge, my assiduity, my hard work, my scheming, my plotting, my brains, my wisdom, everything is mine. And because of that, I have got this. So when it was not there, when it was far-fetched, we realize it is only one Allah that can give us. And we ask from Allah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grants it. Then we forget Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and we attribute it to ourselves. Now here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about this in this way, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also shows us that the consequences of this can be so detrimental to a person. When Allah discusses Qarun, Qarun also said, إِنَّمَا أُوتِيتُهُ عَلَىٰ عِلْمٍ عِنْدِي. When Allah had given him all the treasures, when Allah had given him so much in this world, he said, this has been granted to me, this has come to me because of my knowledge, because of my assiduity, and that is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not like. However, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shows us two other examples in the Quran Kareem. When Zulkarnain Sikandar, when he built that wall to enclose Ya'juj Ma'juj, it was a task that was not achievable by any ordinary human being, then he said, هَذَا رَحْمَةٌ مِنْ رَبِّي. When that was accomplished, he did not attribute it to himself, but he said, this is the rahmah of my Rabb. And this is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shows us in the Quran, that whatever achievements one may have achieved, it is by the rahmah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Another example Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shows us, Hazrat Sulaiman alayhi salatu wassalam, when he assessed all the ni'mas of Allah, he said, هَذَا مِنْ فَضْلِ رَبِّي. This is but the fadl of my Rabb, this is the grace from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala showed us the path of those who deviated, Allah showed us the path of those who gained closeness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala because of bestowers, because of the ni'mas of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then Allah says, بَلْ هِيَ فِتْنَةٌ. The reality and the truth is this, that this is only but a trial. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tests us through these trials, and we need to be very cautious, we need to be very guarded, and we need to create within ourselves that habit of turning towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and then referring each and every ni'mat that Allah has bestowed upon us as a ni'mat from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. For we need to remember Allah can also snatch it away whenever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala so desires. وَلَكِنَّ أَكْثَرَهُمْ لَا يَعْلَمُونَ. But most of mankind do not know that these are the ni'mats of Allah, because we have this quality within us of entitlement. We feel that we are entitled to everything. We feel that it is all from us, and hence we are deviated from the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. فَدَقَالَهَا الَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِهِمْ. Allah says that those before them had said the same thing. Whether it was the people of Nuh alayhi salam, the people of Hazrat Hud alayhi salatu salam, all of them had said the same thing. Whenever Allah bestowed upon them, they said it was their own achievements, it was because of their own knowledge. فَمَا أَغْنَى عَنْهُمْ مَا كَانُوا يَكْسِبُونَ. Whatever they had earned had never availed them. Not in this world also did it avail them, and not in the hereafter would it avail them. فَأَصَابَهُمْ سَيِّئَاتُ مَا كَسَبُوا. Whatever they had done will obviously smite them, and it will afflict them on the day of Qiyamah. وَالَّذِينَ ظَلَمُوا مِنْ هَٰؤُلَاءِ سَيُصِيبُهُمْ سَيِّئَاتُ مَا كَسَبُوا. Those who sinned, those who wronged from those people, very soon the evil of what they had earned will afflict them. And Allah says, وَمَا هُمْ بِمُعْجِزِينَ. They will never be able to frustrate the effort. They will never be able to frustrate the plots and the plans of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And hence man can never ever become an enemy to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by not attributing whatever one has to Allah Rabbul Izzat. At the end of all this, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reminds us, أَوَلَمْ يَعْلَمُوا أَنَّ اللَّهَ يَبْسُطُ الرِّزْقَ لِمَنْ يَشَاءُ وَيَقَدِرُ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shows us that Allah Rabbul Izzat grants provisions to whomsoever Allah Rabbul Izzat so desires, and the provisions that Allah ta'ala grants is not a criteria of acceptability by Allah, and nor is it a criteria of rejection from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah says, do they not see? Do they not know that certainly Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala yabusutu rizq, Allah expands, Allah spreads out provisions for whomsoever Allah ta'ala desires the rosy and the sustenance of some people. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala merely spreads it out, and when they get these ni'mats of Allah, it is no token, it is no sign of acceptability from Allah, and it is no sign of rejection from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَيَقَدِرْ. And for some people, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala narrows it, Allah straightens it, Allah makes it difficult for them. And this does not mean that they have the lack of planning, or they have the lack of knowledge, or they are rejected by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in any way. That has been the system of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So here Allah Rabbul Izzat wants to remove from our minds that whatever bestowals, whatever Allah has granted us insofar as dunya is concerned, is no token of acceptability or rejection from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Inna fi dhalika la ayat. Allah says, in these are many signs. These signs that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent down, the real and true sign of acceptability by Allah is obviously our iman, our amal with ikhlas, following the sunnah and the tariqah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, preparation for maut, the thought of akhirah, liqawmi yu'minun, for those people who have brought full iman in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they will see the light and they will have a total understanding of this concept that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shows us in these verses and these ayat. May Allah ta'ala give us a tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdihi. أشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت نستغفرك ونتوب إليك.